Lots of requests coming in for information about the fishing on Little Bay to Knock, and I was inundated from fishing reports on Sunday, actually. Good fishing reports. So let's find out what happened over the weekend at Bayview Bait and Tackle as we give Chris a call today in Gladstone.
Bayview Bait.
Chris, Adam from the Outdoor Show. You got a little time for us today?
We'll try.
Excellent. How'd your weekend go?
It was insane. It was, to put it lightly, it was very busy. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it was just nuts.
Well, I didn't get any reports from Saturday, but I got incredible reports from Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's more just getting out on the ice more than anything. I mean, most everybody's been catching a few fish at least.
Really?
Yeah, and some, you know, obviously some guys are going to do better than others, but overall, it was pretty positive reports we had through the whole weekend here.
Now, was it mostly walleye fishermen or any perch fishermen?
Both. Yeah, okay. Walleyes, perch, some pike, some whitefish, a little bit of everything.
So, did you break any records for selling bait this weekend?
I guess we haven't compared things, but we did have to have our bait guys come up again on Saturday because we got completely wiped out on suckers. They were up on Friday, we bought a ton of bait, we sold it, and had to have them come up again.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was the sucker bite with the, on tip-ups was very good for the walleyes.
That's what they were catching, mostly on tip-ups, huh?
A good number of them.
Wow. That's interesting. So, any type of tip-up working better than another as far as the actual tip-up?
Really, that's just a matter of personal preference. I mean, we go through tons of the original HT Polar tip-ups. They're inexpensive, and they work well. I don't think the tip-up itself has as much to do with just what you have down at the end of your line and where you're fishing it at more than anything.
So we talked about the sucker walleye-sized suckers working really well. What were the perch people using?
A lot of 1- and 2-inch shiner minnows and wigglers. A lot of guys commented, though, that they were catching them on the tip-ups that they had set for the walleyes, you know.
Really?
Especially when they were using the small sucker minnows. But, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15-inch perch, they don't have too much trouble taking a, you know, a 3- 4-inch sucker minnow down.
How are the ice conditions doing?
Pretty decent north of Gladstone. Yeah, we went through the whole weekend. Guys were driving trucks pretty much all over the place out there. I did not hear of anybody breaking through, so the conditions are fairly good yet, you know, for truck travel. It does sound like there's one pretty good-sized pressure crack up at the north end of the bay, up by the Days River and the Yellow Gate access, but didn't hear of any problems with the guys getting out from Kipling yet.
We'll get back to this conversation with Chris in our next Outdoor Report, get into how much ice coverage there is on Little Bay to Knock overall, as well as hot lures and colors. So stay tuned for part two later on this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.